From the moment Spaniards, or Vikings, some would say, first dropped anchor and encountered the natives whom the Spanish called Indians because they thought they had arrived in India, the land now known as America has been a multicultural place. And of course it's much more so today. Just check out our faces and dialects and music. Our signs are getting more multicultural too. We see them in English, Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, and more. Well, maybe it's Chinese. Mandarin Chinese characters called Hanzi are hot right now. They're popular decoration on clothing and artwork and tattoos. Just ask Tian Tang, a 35-year-old Chinese-American engineer who works for an Arizona company that makes electrical semiconductors. Since his graduate school days, he has maintained a website called HanziSmatter.com. Its purpose is to show that an awful lot of the Chinese characters we see across America are just plain wrong. Some are not even Chinese at all, but pretty little ink strokes that sort of look Chinese. One of Tang's postings shows a colorful shirt decorated with a powerful leaping tiger. Next to the beast are 9 Chinese characters, but they translate into gibberish, words such as unicorn and chicken. Not one of the characters has anything to do with tigers or even cats. Other Hanzi, delicately tattooed onto a woman's back, translate as crazy diarrhea. Surely this wasn't what she ordered from the tattoo artist. So America is a multicultural melting pot, but reading the signs doesn't always tell you who you're melting with. Tang says of his HanziSmatter.com website, if people would stop making fools of themselves, my site would dry up. I'm Ted Lanfair.